Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. In each episode of How to Matter, I suggest one tip you may find helpful as you make a difference with people who make a difference to you. In episode 59 of How to Matter, I shared with you an excerpt from an experiment I was running a while back. In that experiment, I was trying to see if I could make three important points in 3 minutes. My first pass at that had to do with how to go about making a particularly important point. The 3 points were: understand what your point is, understand why it matters to you, and understand why it matters to the other person. Why should what you're saying matter to me? I tried the 3 tips experiment 3 times, and this is the second effort I made, which I want to share with you today. Last time, I just shared the tip itself, but actually, I kind of like the introduction, the music, and so forth that goes with it. So what I want to do this time is to share the intro part of the 3 tips and also then the 3 tips themselves. I'll share a little bit of the outro, the end music, because I think it's kind of cool too. So let me simply share the 3 tips with you and see what you think.
Three tips, 3 minutes. Let's do it.
Our 3 tips for today are about what Lisa Gash calls 24-karat etiquette. Lisa has written a little book that is pretty interesting, and I would really recommend it as something that you consider reading. But we've picked out 3 tips today that I think are worth sharing. Number one is that good manners level the playing field. What does that mean? That means that when we're out and about in social situations, at work, at home, or in most any other situation that we find ourselves, good manners will give us a small edge over other people. Not everyone reflects good manners, as we all well know, and if we take the time and thought to be sure that we are using our good manners, please and thank you, and all of those little things that make a difference, we'll find that the playing field for us is more level than for most other people. Lisa's second point that I think is worth sharing today is that people are not here for the rain, they're here for the sunshine. What does that mean? That means that people are not interested in our bad moods. They don't want to have to deal with our negative attitude. They don't want to have to deal with anything other than our good manners, our politeness, our positiveness, and so forth. It doesn't mean that we have to be cheerful. It doesn't mean that we have to be enthusiastic. It simply means that we are reflecting our good manners in all situations with everybody, understanding that we don't want them to rain on our parade and we won't rain on theirs. Her third point that I want to share with you today is that good manners are not just for now. They're not just for the moment. They have to become a part of who we are, characteristic of our personal style. We always have good manners. We always have a positive style all the time with everyone on purpose everywhere. I'd like to leave you then with 2 additional bonus thoughts that I think are worth taking to heart. First of all, there is never a good excuse for bad manners. Sometimes we may think there is. We may think that being rude or unpleasant are justified, but the truth of the matter is that good manners are important and bad manners are never justified. The final point, and I think it's probably obvious, but it is certainly worth stating, that we should take our good manners with us everywhere we go, to work, with our family, in social situations, with everyone, every day, every time, everywhere.
Now you know, so there you go. Please stop back real soon.
So, what do you think? I do kind of like that music. It has a little bop to it or whatever. I'm not quite sure how to explain it, but anyway, it's kind of neat, I think. I also think the 3 points are pretty important. Sure, I know, I didn't stick to my plan of only having 3 points, but maybe 5 points are okay too. Even so, I do think that good manners are important. They do indeed make a difference. And I think that Lisa Gash is absolutely correct. If we want an edge in terms of our relationships in general and our careers in particular, we will be very well served if we do indeed take our good manners with us everywhere we go. And I can't resist. So today's tip, remember that there is never a good excuse for bad manners. Thank you for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My email is feedback@howtomatter.net. I am Dr. Gary Crow on Facebook and Twitter, and my website is www.howtomatter.net. You can subscribe to How to Matter on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or your favorite podcast player. I sure hope we have a chance to visit again soon. Mm-hmm.